Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Skim wireless earbuds start at about half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering you 15% off their products, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back.
We're back.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We never left to go anywhere.
We never went anywhere because we keep the rules. Kim and I just got our first COVID test. No, it's your second. Third?
Yeah, no, second. I did one just for a procedure. They had to have me do that. And then I didn't end up doing the procedure,
which is great in its own way.
Both were negative.
So that's
good.
That's right. And we got negative. I'm starting to actually feel better too, which is nice. But
I think we got Van's little cold.
Yeah. We got baby Petri dish cold business. And that's fine.
He's two and touches everything.
Yep. And so now here we sit. Or I'm standing. You're sitting.
Here we sit. Here we stand.
COVID free. SARS-2 free or whatever the thing is. And I feel pretty good about that, except part of me, this is a weird thing to say or admit, and I've told you this already, but a tiny little piece of me wishes that I did have it and that it was mild and now I don't have it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but...
Because then I don't need to worry about a vaccine right away. I'd still get one eventually,
yes,
but
we'll
I'd have antibodies.
One.
I would be kind of in a better place, and I would be less stressed about getting the hard one.
The problem with that some people have much worse, not symptoms. They may get it, but we have a friend who got it and 2 weeks later had a stroke, massive stroke.
Healthy otherwise before that. Everything's all good and just had this massive weird stroke.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't want it at all. That'd be preferable.
That kind of puts you in that, you know... Yes, I've had it, but it's changed things in my body enough to possibly create more problems. I don't want that for you either.
There's just so much they don't know about it.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating because...
So happily, we just don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have it right now. Because we have been good is the thing. So if we had gotten it, it would have been fluky.
It would have been weird because we haven't really been around other people and we've not been exposed as far as we know.
The baby isn't, and that's about it. And the only time we really do that is we know they're all good because they have had to do multiple tests before. Because of his work and stuff. And so they get tested. They do quarantines.
Yes, but because of his work, he got his second shot last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
His second dose. Very excited about that. Dylan is now had both of his.
Did he get all sick from it?
I think he wasn't feeling well, but he didn't get really sick.
That's good.
I think my dad did the same thing. He's in the over 70 range, and he got it and was like, I don't feel great, but eh.
I'm just saying. 50s and the 40s are next, baby. Bring
it. Oh, bring it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Anyway, so we're all fine here. Carter got a shot. Or shot? No.
She got a test.
Test. That also came back negative. They didn't do the nose picker one. They did the spit one. And I'm not sure it's great. I think it might be a pain.
It was hard to wait 30 minutes after eating or drinking anything and then come up with spit.
Yeah. Why didn't they want that?
I don't know.
You've tested positive for
Orange would Julius. Take it, like, people would take it further and drink a ton and then have it be, I think it would be less your spit and more of whatever you drank.
Oh, less raw
material to work with.
More peach smoothie.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, well, look.
I mean, can you imagine? It's like half spit, half Red Bull. What are they going to do with that?
Well, this is what I've learned. So Kim and I have always had, I don't know why we do this. We're not cheat the system types. Like, if there's a rule and society has generally agreed to it, we hold to it.
And we agree to it also.
Like, people always say, Scott, you really should try some edibles. They'll chill you out or whatever. And I always say, as soon as it's legal, I'll give it a shot.
Yep.
Same thing with, like, we don't carry huge debts. And when we do have debt, like house or car or whatever, we pay it down as fast as we can. We're never late with a payment. And we never break any of those rules.
Yeah, but I feel like you're bragging a little because
I'm not bragging.
Don't have that availability.
That's not what I'm bragging. That's not even where I'm heading with this. Okay. What I'm getting at is we do all that the best we can.
And that's all we ask is the best that you can.
That's all you can do. And now we're trying to get a refi done on the house. And the bank
is
acting like we're aliens. And you know why? It's not because we've been late on something. Our credit is like superb. We're really careful. Nothing illegal. Nothing weird. What's weird to them is that somehow we're self-employed.
And we're all able of this to looks
so organized, even though I don't never feel organized.
But you're welcome.
Thank you. But you know what I mean? Like, our taxes are all in order and it's all exactly what it's supposed to be. And we agonize about getting it right and we don't want to screw around. We're not trying to screw the system or
get away with anything.
Right. It's just do what you're supposed to do the best you can. And if you make a mistake, you fix it. Like, that's just that's the attitude.
That's always been our attitude.
Well, that's my point.
As best as you can. So yeah, it's true.
About everything. So my problem is now they think we're some kind of unicorn.
No, they're...
They do, because they look... What else would hold them back? It's perfect credit.
They're never not holding back. Payment. It was... We found this one anomaly on your taxes from 2016 to 2019, and it was completely fixed in 2016.
Yeah, but because wasn't all the that same anomalous. Name
was... It was just... yeah.
Like, they call it an anomaly. If they just kept reading, they would have read, oh, that's done. That
yeah.
Thing, that business, side business thing is done and gone.
Yeah.
So now we're all in limbo. Which is kind of funny.
We're like, okay, well, sometime today, possibly today, we will be signing and getting closing done on our refi.
And here's
the rates are great. The rates are great.
That's why we're doing it, because the rates are
they're about to jump, I think.
I know. This is the problem. And if they don't hurry up, then we get hosed with the rate.
I don't think so. I don't think we get hosed on anything because we all of our paperwork's in and stuff. But I mean, gosh, they better not mess up the rates.
Well, this is the whole point. My whole point in telling this. We got to the point where we're all set to go. We're supposed to sign. And they said, all right, here's your time. We're going to sign. And then we got colds in the house. And we were tempted. There was a temptation to go, well, let's just go sign and not worry about it. We'll wear masks. Whatever this is, we won't worry about it. And we couldn't do it.
No.
Again, because
we all got
tested. We're so rules focused about how we behave in society. We live in a society, as George would say. And so we said, you know what? We're getting tested freaking first. And we did. And they said, oh, well, we can do it outside. And so
we
it was
set
all
up a table
fine.
And yeah.
But then they canceled it because there's some anomaly on the unicorn page. Oh, it's killing me.
It's all good. It's going to be fine. We just have to wait it out and get it done.
Yeah.
They've had all of our information for a month. So that's why we were mostly frustrated, is because when they did find whatever they thought was an anomaly, but which really wasn't, was on the day of signing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't they look at that?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's effed up.
So we could say, no, that's not a problem, really.
All right. But in the meantime, your dad got his two shots.
Yeah. My mom got her.
Your mom got
two
her
shots.
Two.
Yep.
Which is a big deal for your mom.
I don't know if that's true.
Your mom's not exactly down to clown with the vaccines. She thinks all the companies are out to screw you. She's one of those.
Okay.
But she's also one of those who's not.
She also is willing to get what she needs to so that she can be around her grandchildren
right.
and her children. And so it's important enough to her to get it.
Yeah,
so that's
she'll
good.
Shovel off her conspiracies for her family. No, that's good. I'm saying it's a good thing. In
okay.
the case of my mom, she's ready and wants one, but they can't get them for some reason.
No, they can. They just aren't out and about yet because of her surgery.
Oh, I thought they couldn't get them.
No, she can get them. It's them getting in a car and driving somewhere. John hasn't been able to drive. She's not ready to drive yet. And so I don't think they can come to them. I may try to see if I can, when I'm over there tomorrow, take her.
Yeah, take her to the deal.
I'll see if I can.
So anyway.
Anyway.
It's starting to feel, though. Isn't it starting to feel like there's a turn coming?
There's a turn, but it's so hard because the turn makes you feel like, oh, we're all going to be okay. Let's finally get out and do something and make some plans. And I've made a couple plans and I'm ready to cancel them at the last minute if things aren't better in May and July and all these things.
We're planning ahead, though.
Yeah.
We're looking ahead.
We are looking ahead, but we have to still be careful.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing because we are law followers and we pay our bills. Okay.
All right, so we got some emails
here. We got
an
email I'm going to read from Tanner Goodman.
I think it's Goodman.
We call that on my team all the time. Tanner wrote in and says, Alex and I, that's his husband, and I took your car dating tip and wanted to say thanks. We decided to go to an In-N-Out and just chill in the car and watch a movie. It was really nice to get out of the house and just hang somewhere that wasn't our living room. We've also found that short road trips outside the city to just hang out away from people is also fun. It's been an interesting time to figure out what to do while being safe. We are thinking about you all and hope we can hang out again sometime in the near future. Also, Alex says hi. Kim, if you need more smelly girl stuff, as Scott calls it, just let us know. He's making soap here soon, so we could send you some if you like. Your friends, Alex and Tanner. They make fine soaps.
They do. There. They make some handmade deodorants and soaps and bath salts and some scrubs and things like that.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah, they're really, really
they
good.
They smell amazing. I love the grapefruit. That's my favorite one. So, I'm super excited.
And the reason we call him Good Man is because he, Tanner's this, he's, I don't know, he's one of the most generous fans we have, one of the generous people I know. Came all the way up here for a funeral. This is before everything went bad last year.
Yeah.
For a member of our little Frog Pants community who passed away. And he came all the way up here to attend the funeral, which was really small and short. And so he made all this expense and trouble to get here. And I just thought that was the nicest gesture. So
it was fun to hang out with him, too. We came over for breakfast, and that was a lot of fun for us to
Tanner's
see him.
Tanner's awesome.
So shout out to Alex, too. Thank you for all the yummy, smelly things that he makes.
Thank you for all the smelly things, Alex.
That's not what I meant.
Well, I'm hearing it come out of your mouth, so I'm just saying.
Good smelling, good smelling.
All right, here's one from Jeff and Crystal Davison. Not Davidson, Davison.
I'm going to say Crystal.
Crystal. Jeff and Crystal. And Jeff is Geoff. Just kidding, it's not. Screen time and food. Okay. A question for both of you. What are your thoughts on screen time for young kids, especially with Scott being really into gaming? If you had kids now, what limits would you put on screen time? I think you guys might be at the end of the impression that we're a lot older than we are. We had screen issues our entire marriage. Like, the TVs have been around for a while.
No, I think
he means like tablets
about,
and phones and stuff.
Okay. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, but like our kids and Game Boys, Game Boys Advances, like Nick would sit on that thing for days if you let him, that sort of stuff. Anyway, it says we have four kids from 6 months to 6 years old. That's a lot. I said that.
That's awesome.
And are pretty generous with screen time. The older three have their own tablets. We have lots of benefits. Especially with our four-year-old who has learned a ton from educational videos about ABCs, numbers, many of facts about planets and other stuff. And he can also read lots of surprising words for his age. There is this educational value as well. But there is also a lot of pressure to decrease screen time, especially from the in-laws. I had a question for Kim. Oh, well, let's answer that first, then we'll get to you.
Okay. I've talked to our own kids about this. Now that they're adults. They have an interesting take on that, and they have talked to me and said, I realize when we were younger, because a lot of people had done the same thing with their kids, they, you know, limited the screen time. Carter had said because we hadn't really given them this exact time, you have 1 hour or whatever, we were always saying, well, when you get to the stopping point, or you get to the chapter of the game, whatever, that made it so that they were never like, oh, it's my turn. Give me the screen. It's mine.
Right.
They weren't ever fighting over it or fighting with us over the time because they knew they could kind of do it whenever they wanted or needed to. Mm-hmm. It never got out of control.
No, not really.
And I know that is hard because when it comes to things like the in-laws and they want to have a say in it, which they shouldn't really. You're the parents.
Not really, yeah.
You're the parents, but maybe have them not on them when they're around.
I mean, you want I should say this. You want your kids to take your advice, and that includes when they hit adulthood and start, you know, get to a place where they're maybe starting families of their own. You'd love it if they took your advice because maybe you have something wise to tell them, but there's no mandatory.
No.
They don't have to listen to me.
I have a hard time with that because I also feel like there are some things, games, screen time things you could do with the grandparents that would be really fun for them instead of them feeling like, well, I'm here and they shouldn't be on that when I'm here. Well, then they need to be more fun.
Yeah. Let me tell you what's better than your kid playing Fortnite for 2 hours by himself, playing Fortnite with you for 2 hours.
Yes.
That's better. And even though there are going to be some people who hear that and go, well, I have no interest in any of that or whatever it is your kid's into, maybe try anyway. It makes a huge difference.
Try enough that they know you're trying.
Right. Like I know that at any time.
Anytime there's a 4 or 6 year old that feels like they're teaching you something, that is a big deal to them.
It is a big deal to them. And it's really good for them. I remember our oldest was very mechanical about gaming in general early on when she was very young. And even though there were certain things that scared her, she couldn't watch me play Tomb Raider because she said, what you call it? The scary game with the lady.
Yeah.
She said it was too scary. She couldn't do anything Jurassic Park or dinosaur related, like those sorts of things. But that's not what we're really
for
talking
a little
about.
Kid.
Right. But if I sat down with her and played Mario 64 or Ocarina of Time or something, it was so much more fun to do it with her because she was learning and she felt like she, when we were done, she could tell me some things. And it was just a great way to, I don't know, interact with the two of you. So I, when people tend to shy away or just think the default position of a parent should be, now, let's put those screens down and get back to what else, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, we also had to take Carter's love of reading. And at night, about 10 o'clock, be like, you have to put the book down. You can finish this chapter, but you have to put it down. It was the same thing.
I forgot about that. She was obsessed.
But they never got so obsessed with games that we had, that we felt like we had to shut it down.
Never had to ground anybody.
No.
And they never fought over it because, I don't know, we always had enough controllers around.
But I think that's because they never had that limited time. They never felt like, oh, I better get it in, or I better make sure I use all the time I've been given, even though they're done or they'll throw something else in, or if they had a
limited
time.
Yeah, we wanted
time.
That feeling to be organic to them, so they felt when it was time to quit, they felt it. Not just because right. It was arbitrary time limits or something.
But I think, too, it's a big deal for kids who get all the screen time they want, but they're alone in the basement and they can get in trouble that way and talk to people they don't know, things like that.
Yeah.
That has more to do with how much time you're doing it with them.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
And I think if the grandparents are having a hard time with it, maybe you should have them teach their grandparents a game.
Yeah, good
luck
with
that. Have the kids teach them. Your grandma was really good at that.
My grandma was good at it. In fact, that made a huge difference for me. When I was in my junior high years, she would sit down to the little cocktail Galaga machine or whatever it was we had, Pac-Man maybe, where you sit on opposite sides of each other. Mm-hmm. And we'd play for hours, and my grandma.
That is something you remember.
And she also played on her own sometimes for hours. And I used to think, my grandma is freaking cool. Because she knows what this stuff is and she gets it and she's loving it and she's having fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, as all the other fuddy-duddy adults around me thought this was just a big fat waste of time or a weird thing or whatever.
But then they'll never have anything to complain about. They won't be able to say, why are they doing that when I'm here? Well,
right.
Go do it with them then.
Yeah, go do it with them. So that's my answer. Do it with them. And don't worry about these arbitrary limits that seem to be out there. You know what's best for your own kids and you'll know what's right. And different kids do different things. So you
absolutely.
Can't. There's no one size fits all.
There are some kids who get completely hooked on it to the point where they cannot focus on anything but that game. That is a different situation.
Yeah. For me, I always say my biggest, it's accidental because I wasn't planning it and I don't think I really knew at the time I was doing it. But what turned out to be the best tool in my parenting toolbox was staying ahead of everything. And by that, I mean, they didn't have to come try to convince me what a video game was or why they would want it or why I want a Facebook account or why I want whatever it is.
Yeah.
I would already have it. I would already know it.
At least have read about it and heard about it and know why you're saying no to them.
Right.
I remember Nick being 15 and wanting, what was the racing game that was not appropriate for kids?
Grand Theft Auto?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a racing game.
GTA. But. Oh, I don't even
see,
know.
See, I did all this work. I did all this heavy lifting. Kim didn't.
All I know is Scott came in is Nick is not allowed to play that game.
So the game he wanted was not specifically GTA. He wanted GTA 4. Or I'm sorry.
5. It was GTA 5. Wasn't that the one that was? Anyway, I just remember being able to talk to him about it. And he got it because he was like, oh, okay.
No, he totally got it.
But he wasn't ever fighting with us on other games.
Right.
Or screen time or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we didn't really have that. And if I was if they were watching too much SpongeBob, guess who was on the couch watching too much too? Me. Right? Like you could say, what? You're just microwaving their brains with something dumb as SpongeBob.
And guess who fought over the drums in Rock Band? That was me.
Kim would fight over the rock. Kim wanted to be next. Kim didn't want to be done. Like this,
yeah,
in some ways it
true.
Got reversed. Sometimes like they'll be over here. I don't even know they're over. And there's like food getting cold upstairs for dinner. And I'm down here playing WoW. And I'll get a call from my daughter going, Dad, your food's getting cold. Are you going to come upstairs? Like they hold me more to that fire than we
it's
did.
True.
Down. I can't say that this is everybody's situation. I know it isn't. And not everyone's going to have the same bag of chips. And every kid's different. And some kids are prone to too much, like too much stimulation, mm-hmm. too much focus, whatever, or not enough focus, whatever it may be. So I don't want to apply this sort of thinking to everybody. All I can tell you is that the minute your kid starts to think that you're lame or old or don't get it, you're screwed. So you never want them to think that. And you just
stay up with it.
Even now, they'll come home and go, "Dad, have you heard that?" And they won't even get out of the sentence. I'll say, "Oh yeah, I saw, in fact, there's a whole concert video up on the thing. I saw the whole thing." Like they don't like, I think it annoys them that I keep up.
Or that Taylor called you yesterday to ask you, what games will Dylan like that I can get for him?
Yeah. She's asking me like game advice. And then she wants one that's like a city builder. And I want to I'm in the mood, Dad. I want to lose myself in a city builder. And so I spent 13 minutes going through all the Game Pass games, trying to figure out what she could get for free versus pay for. And like, I love that part of our relationship with the kids. It doesn't exist if I was Mr. I'm putting my foot down. You will get 1 hour of video game time this week, and that is it. Nothing more than Mario, and that's all there's that's under my roof. Like, if I'd have done that, imagine the shit relationship I would have with these children.
Yeah, that's true.
So stay ahead of it. Don't worry so much about your in-laws. They think their intent is good, but they don't factor.
You need to just make sure you do what's best for your kids. And they are all different.
Yeah, every kid's different. So treat them that way. And it's a handful with four kids. I get that.
Sounds like you're doing pretty good. You got a four-year-old that's reading.
Yeah, really smart four-year-old. Awesome. Like, I kind of wish the kids would have been in the tablet era.
They would have gotten further earlier.
I think so. I do.
For sure.
I think it would have been great. This is a different time for kids. So obviously every generation of kids has it a little bit differently, but... Anyway, thank you for that fine email. Yes,
thank you. Good luck with your kiddos. That sounds like a blast.
I don't want to forget their names.
Jeff and Crystal.
Jeff and Crystal. Crystal. I'm going to take a moment here to talk about our sponsor, Raycon. They support us here on the show. And we really like these guys. We've teamed up with Raycon and recommended their wireless earbuds before. Get 15% off your entire Raycon order. Or grab another pair and spare. How do you like that? It rhymes.
A pair and spare.
Grab another pair as a spare. That's $15 off any buyraycon.com/skim order.
15%.
What'd I say?
$15.
I meant 15%. See, this is what you... Teamwork.
This is what I'm here for.
Teamwork. whether you're catching up on your favorite podcast like this one, binging on an audiobook or powering through your workout or whatever it may be, put a little pair of Raycon earbuds in your ears and make all the difference. No dancing, no dangling. You can dance all you want. No dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycon comes with a range of stylish colors, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Very nice, nice noise isolation properties to these things. I really like them, except I got to be careful on the road because I really, that's all I can hear is my music.
Oh, and keep in mind, Easter's coming up. Perfect for the Easter baskets.
Easter. What's that like? I forgot. Last year was a weird one. Anyway, also, don't worry if you were worried about time. 6 hours of battery playtime on these things, which is great. And you have the case, which you plug that into there and you get more battery. So it's fantastic. Best part, they make great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at about half the price of other premium audio brands. I love mine. They're fantastic. I almost put them in the wash yesterday, but I didn't. So hooray for me. but they're really, really great. And I love them. In fact, you don't even know I have them in my ears when they're in there.
True.
Little trick. If anybody would watch my World of Warcraft Q&A that I hosted last week, I was wearing my Raycon earbuds. That's why I wasn't wearing headphones. So everybody's like, "Ooh, look at Scott with his fancy hands-free, head-free, with my hair and everything." It's because I had these little bitty, nobody can see them earbuds in my head. And thanks to Raycon for that. They're offering 15% off all their products for my listeners and our listeners. I guess it's me and you, isn't it? Here's what we've got to get you to go do, though. Go to buyraycon.com/skim, and that's it. You get 15% off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare, like I said before. That's 15% off any buyraycon.com/skim order, buyraycon.com/skim. All right. What else you got?
What else I got?
You all right? Okay. This is something else I was going to tell you. We can play this here. Check this out. So I need to turn it up so you can hear it. So my daughter is trying to get Van to say my name. And we have an attempt here. This is the process of her trying to say it. That's not it. Here we go. Van learning to say Scott. Now, he struggles with this a little bit, but that's okay. We're here to help.
C's and K's.
Yeah, they're a little tricky. So here it is. Check it out.
Can you say Scott?
Scott.
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 Stuck.
Scott. Can you say Scott?
Scott.
Scott.
Stut.
Scott.
By the end, he's like, dude,
he's like,
I'm out.
Stop, we're done.
I don't want to do this anymore, Mom.
I like stock.
Yeah, stock is pretty good. Anyway, that was cute. I wanted to share that. And what else? What else is going on? I don't even know. What are we doing?
We used to talk more about cooking and things like that. We haven't been cooking a lot, but Carter makes these rice bowls every morning.
Yeah, dude.
Insane.
So here's the question. These rice bowls.
There's a question?
Oh, yeah. Should Carter, after she graduates with her degree in video game design from the University of Utah, should she just throw all that away and open a cafe?
Maybe.
That makes rice bowls with kimchi and pickled cabbage. And
I would say eventually. Probably not right after graduating this April. She should probably get out there in the video game world.
Yeah, and she's gonna. But these are undeniably some of the most insane combinations of food that everyone has in their fridge, except maybe the pickled stuff. You got to make that or buy it, I guess.
Pickled stuff makes it.
Yeah, the pickled stuff makes it because her sister, Taylor, makes pickled carrots. And
daikon radishes.
Oh, and daikon, right. And Kim has also made similar stuff, onions and other stuff. So Carter takes some of that stuff, an egg, sometimes two. Just slightly undercooked so that, not undercooked, what do you call it?
Medium, over medium.
Over medium, although you like it gooier.
I like it over medium. You like it
cooked. What do I like it?
Over hard.
Well, today I kind of liked it over medium, I think. Over hard?
That's what you like usually when it's all finished.
I like it over hard. Anyway, so she'll put the egg on there and then all those little ingredients I mentioned. Kimchi if we have it.
Tomatoes.
Sesame seeds. Roasted pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of soy sauce and some soyaki sauce that we like.
What's the hoisin? I always think
hoisin's one you put on ramen and stuff.
But. Oh, I thought that's what she used. Maybe not.
So good though.
Oh,
and then
my gosh,
all these pickled vegetables. Oh.
Did we mention the rice?
Today, well, they're called rice bowls.
Fresh
so yes.
rice. She makes the rice fresh for the batch.
And then today I put asparagus in ours.
It was
I had
fantastic.
Some. Sometimes bacon on there, but not necessary.
See, that's why we got to make sure to do the show every week so that you're forced to talk about food.
All right.
You all right with that?
What else did I make this week? Oh, last week I made these amazing enchiladas.
Oh, yeah. We had amazing
chili
enchiladas.
Sauce,
yeah.
And I did some homemade beans that I put in them.
I ate two of them rapidly and then I had heartburn all night, but that wasn't your fault. That was
that was the green chili sauce.
That was also a rapid eating problem. Which I may pay for at my doctor's appointment tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to. So
are you looking forward to paying for it?
No. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there and she's going to go, well, you're not getting any younger. You got four of these things that are down and burp, 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 burp. Here's what you should do. And then
get
I'm just
on your
have to
treadmill.
I'm just going to have to do
start
it.
Start working out. Yeah. Start lifting weights.
No more excuses.
Punching bags right over there in the corner.
Where?
Take out all your frustrations on a punching bag.
Can I put a certain
face on there? Sure.
Like a political figure.
Why not?
Okay. Like Ted Cruz's
just
face.
Just put a Cheeto in the top.
Oh, you want me to go all the way to the top, do you? Okay. By the way, that's a nonpartisan punch. I would punch just about anybody who sucks. I don't care. If you suck, I'll punch you. How about that? Anyway, so wish me luck there. Hopefully they just say, well done. The last 3 months are looking better. Not that they were looking horrible or anything. I don't want to give people the impression I'm dying or something.
No. There's just, it's like every doctor visit. You could do a little better.
Yeah, doesn't
you
everyone
could
have
do
that?
Better.
Everybody does it.
I have the same thing.
Right. What do they tell you you could do better?
Work out more.
What else? Is that it?
Because we eat pretty healthy most of the time.
What do they say about your ability to plug your nose with your upper lip? Is that a problem?
It's a carnival trick.
Can you guys hear it? Here, do it and see if we can hear it. Could you guys hear that? That's going to come through. That's awesome. Kim has this magic power. She can plug her nostrils with her freaking
upper
lip.
I don't know if it's magic, but
I can't look.
But Van can do it, so it's kind of fun.
Great. Passing down the important genes. Oh, I read. Okay, here's a fun gene story. I read that COVID affects you more, and you are more prone to severe symptoms if you get it, if you're bald.
Really?
And not just because you shaved your head on purpose. I mean, like,
you're balding.
Actual balding, like male pattern.
Really? I wonder what that has to do with it.
I don't know. And the study was like a legit one by some – I have none of this data here, so I can't point to it. But it was somebody doing a real study saying, yeah, there is a massive uptick in symptom severity regardless of age range if you are balding.
Ooh, good thing Dylan's got his second shot.
Yeah, because Dylan's balding. He's near bald, right?
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, I have some bald friends. I don't want Brian Ibbett to catch it. I get it. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be anything to it. That's why you need more study, but that's an interesting early thing, right? Yeah. So I feel pretty good because look at all this hair I still have. Look at this.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys can't see this, but.
Nice coiffed do there.
It's a pretty good looking coiffed do. Sounds like a Star Wars character. Coiffed do. Then finally, I would like to just share that Kim and I both are really, really enjoying WandaVision.
Yes.
If you haven't watched it, we're not going to spoil anything here at all. No story here. But
if you haven't watched it yet, I'm jealous because that means you get to watch them all in a row.
I think it's more as much as it proves that people will talk about it constantly. It gets to number one in the Nielsen ratings and does really well week to week. And people can't wait for the next bit. That probably means we're going to see more stuff like that happen and less of the Netflix all at once style. But this is the kind of show that is better binged, I think.
Yes. I need both, though.
Yeah.
Because some shows you do want to sit and binge when it's snowing outside and you don't have anything going on for the last year that you need to binge things. But then this is something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Super
love
fun.
It, though. Love it. Just got enough MCU in there, enough new ideas, enough returning faces and just all the right stuff. And they take some real risks with it. It's weird. I can't believe it exists.
If you can do that on your car date and watch that while eating food in your car, that is a fun date.
Also, it's not that long because episodes are like 30 minutes, 45 minutes at the most.
We did that, but just downstairs. We took our food downstairs and watched it while we ate. It was super, super fun.
Yeah, we had curry from the local
place. That was our last week's date night.
Yeah, it was very good. I mean, it's as good as you get around here until we can start going places, I guess.
But. Yeah.
And when things warm up, we'll go. I want to go to the canyon more. I want to go.
We'll take,
I don't know,
picnics. That'll be fun.
Picnics.
Picnics.
Okay, and the other thing I was going to say was Kim's watching Criminal Minds, and I don't know where I stand yet. It seems like one of those network procedurals that...
It's just fun. I needed something that had 12 to 15 seasons sitting there waiting for me to watch.
Never seen, right?
That will take me a while to get through.
Oh, yeah. There are 24 episodes per season.
But that's super fun for me.
It's fine. It's just a lot of Mandy Patinkin going, Nietzsche once wrote... My penis is bigger than
I'm
my eye.
I'm barely into the first season, so we'll see how long I last.
I think it'll be fine. I have to admit, I started having a little fun with it by the third or fourth episode. I was like, I get why this is popular, because even though I know what's going to happen, and I know who did it, and this was obvious, and that's not even a twist. Like, it's a lot of tropes all strung together.
Yes, and it's have to pause it. As soon as Carter walks in the room, because you guys start talking.
We make fun of it,
I know. You make fun of it. Or talk about something totally different, but so loud that I'm like, pause.
Well, Carter gets
excited.
They're
like, what? Why'd you pause it? I'm like, because I can't hear anything.
We'll start like this. Hey, Carter, what do you think of the thing? And she'll say, oh, yeah, I saw that guy in the thing. Oh, yeah, really? He did the thing? Yeah, he's that guy that... Like, we don't have a way of...
That's exactly what happens.
We can't help it.
So then I'm like, out. Get out.
Right. But I just want to say to all those out there who actually enjoy Criminal Minds, I think I get why you like it. And this isn't a problem like my Hallmark Christmas movie problem. It's not even a problem. It's just
Hallmark Christmas movie problem.
It's kind of,
that's the name of a movie right there.
Next year on the Hallmark Channel. But I get why you like it, and I'm not judging anymore.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're not judging me.
Like, I can see myself sitting there drawing, mostly looking at my stuff while I draw. Not paying perfect attention, but actually getting entertained by this, like, pulpy.
That's what I do. On my phone half the time. It's something
CSI.
To do at night. It's dark early right now. In 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, is daylight savings. So it'll be lighter, longer. That makes me excited.
Fall back.
Spring ahead.
Spring ahead. We're losing an hour.
But it's spring, so who cares?
I kind of care.
I don't. I love it.
But that does mean spring. We get later hours.
Yes. It also means I can start putting in seeds to start plants for the summer.
Your pot that you do.
When it's legal. Okay.
We'd grow a little weed if it was legal.
If it was legal, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care.
I got it's a green plant. Thumb, baby.
You have a green thumb. That mm-hmm. Damn straight. You've got four leaves, leave it be, or how's it go? Oh, no, that's for poison ivy.
All right. Oh, my gosh. You're great.
That's a good place to end. Thanks, everybody, for watching. And if you have any thoughts or feelings, skimshow@gmail.com. Skimshow@gmail.com. We love your emails, so don't stop sending those, please.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Bye now.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.